From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. An explosion in the eastern Chinese port city of Ningbo has killed at least 2 people and injured dozens more. That blast brought down buildings, shattered windows, and knocked holes in walls of buildings a kilometer away. There were conflicting reports of just what was at the site of the explosion. Some state media accounts said it was a factory building, while others said it was an area either scheduled for demolition or already demolished. Ningbo is about 100 kilometers south of Shanghai. Officials said that they had established no cause yet for the explosion, which occurred in a riverfront area. As the imam was about to deliver his Friday sermon in a mosque in Egypt's volatile northern Sinai Peninsula, terrorists struck, shouting Allahu Akbar, God is great. The militants opened fire. In the resulting stampede, worshippers found the exits blocked with burning vehicles. In the end, 305 people, including 27 children, were gunned down and 128 injured Friday. Other eyewitnesses said the militants fired on ambulances and emergency personnel trying to evacuate the wounded to hospitals. The attack targeted a mosque frequented by Sufis, members of a mystic movement within Islam. Sufis are seen as heretics by the Islamic militants. The president vowed that the attack will not go unpunished. The Egyptian president ordered a mausoleum be built in memory of the victims of the attack. U.S. President Donald Trump reacted to the violence, calling it a horrible and cowardly terrorist act. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump sped full throttle Sunday into a special Senate election in Alabama, attacking Democrat Doug Jones as a lawmaker who would be a puppet to party leaders if he is elected next month. In Twitter comments, Mr. Trump did not mention Republican nominee Roy Moore, accused of sexually abusing 2 teenage girls 4 decades ago when he was a local prosecutor in his early 30s and pursuing other teen girls for dates. Mr. Trump said Jones, our former federal prosecutor, would be beholden to the top Democratic leaders in Congress, Senator Charles Schumer and Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi. The airport on the Indonesian tourist island of Bali remains open despite the ash from a volcano that sent plumes of gray smoke and steam thousands of meters into the air. This man and his family tried to get a flight out of Bali when all flights in and out of the airport were suspended.
We had planned to go back to Adelaide in South Australia this evening. We actually got here quite early, but now we've found that the flights are being cancelled. Now, we weren't notified by Jetstar in advance of us getting here, so we're very disappointed about that.
And this was the second time in less than a week the volcano had become active. A top official in Afghanistan has come under fire for seeming to confirm for the first time that neighboring Iran has recruited thousands of Shiite Afghans and warriors from other regional countries to fight in Syria. The deputy Afghan chief executive Mohammad Mahagik made the controversial statement during their last trip to Tehran. His remarks were recorded on video and aired reported by Afghan media, prompting critics to take to social media to denounce him and call for his removal from office. While addressing an international summit in Tehran of scholars from Iran and other Muslim nations, the Afghan deputy chief executive shown praising a general who commands foreign operations of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Thousands of people marched in protest held in countries throughout Europe and elsewhere to mark the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. In Rome, protesters urge Italy's politicians to focus their attention on the issue and increase funding for shelters and other institutions that help women. In Paris, hundreds took to the streets after French President Emmanuel Macron announced an initiative to address the violence and harassment against women. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.